daf hey yomed aleph, the bottom line of the Gemara. A memra of Rav Huna holds that chupa is kaine mikal v'chaymer. So first, the Gemara wanted to say that kal v'chaymer is madoch kesef is not machu betrume. Kafopikain it is kaine. Is chupa that's machu betrume, but the Gemara should be kaine. The Gemara says that's not a good kal v'chaymer because kesef is also machu betrume minatayim. Hela parichah. Uma kesef she'enoi goyma koine. Kesef that is not bekoyach to be goyma. It is koine. So what does goyma mean? So Rashi says, she'enoi goyma lohoitziyo mirshus oviyo lemaise yodeho vilirushoso. She is mirshus oviyo after Eresen. Maishiya, that belongs to her father. Yerushasa, the father. Yarshinsa. Aval pike, it is kaine. Is chupe, shegoymeres. Chupe that is goymer, ain't a din shetikne. So chupe that's moitzi, mirshus, ovio, ain't a din shetikne. So the Gemara, that's the Kal V'chaymer. So Rav Huna learned that a Kal V'chaymer, chupa from Kesef. Kesef is not goymer, v'afal piken it is koine, makes us cholos kinyim. Chupa that's goymer, about the gemis it should be koine. So the Gemara asks, you're making a Kal V'chaymer, ma le Kesef shekein poidim boi hegdeshis u'maisa sheni. Kesef has a maila, that it's paid the hegdish and maisa sheni, over chuppah. So maybe, because of this maila, it is kaina also. So the Gemara says, bia techiach, bia is kaina baisha, even though it's not paid the hegdish and maisa sheni. So the Gemara says, maila bia shekein kaina biyavome, but bia has another maila, it's kaina biyavome. So the Gemara says, kesef yechiach, V'chozar adin, so now I make a mahatzav. Lo'i ro'i ze ke ro'i ze, v'lo'i ro'i ze ke ro'i ze. That means each one has a different chumre. Kesef has a chumre of poinu b'ekdeishis o'maisu sheni. Bi has a chumre shekoinu b'yevome. But we don't say that the chumres goyr mo'isas adin because they don't have the same chumres. So we say that tzad ha'shove shebem is goyr mo'isas adin. What is the tzad ha'shove shebem? Atzad ha'shove bem shekoinin ba'alme v'koinin tam. Kesef is koine ba'alme, it's koine ba'alme ivriye, and it's koine ba'ishe. Bia is koine ba'yevome, it's koine ba'ishe. Afani ovi chupe shekoine ba'alme v'koine kam. Chupe is koine, it makes a gemar, it makes nesuin. So it's kaine ba'alme v'kaine kam. So it's kaine someplace else. Should make us cholos akinyin also. So I'm learning out that chupa should be kaine from kesef and bia. So the Gemara says, ma'ala ha'tzada shava shebehem, shekein ha'noson merube. These two kinyonim have a ma'ala, kesef and bia have a ma'ala that is hano. Is riboy hanon the maise kinyan. So maybe this is an essential factor in kinyan issues. Mashain kein chuppe doesn't have this factor. So you can't learn out. So the Gemara says shtar yechia. Shtar also works by isha. There's no hanon the maise kinyan. Mal shtar shekein moitzi bebas Yisrael. Shtar is another maile. It can be megarish and ashes ish. Kesef abiyye yechichu. V'chozar adin, leiroi ze keroi ze, leiroi ze keroi ze. Hatzad ha'shova shebehen shekoinin ba'alme v'koinin kan. Kesef, skoinin ba'alme ivriye. Shtar, skoinin ba'iget, skoinin ba'ish, ba'osu ba'alme ivriye. Otsay geirishin anegeilonu. And bi is skoinin ba'yevome. Afani ovi chupi shekoine ba'alme v'koine kam. So the Gemara asks, ma la tzad ashova shebehen shekein yeshnam ba'al kocho. Now, Poshet, the way we had learned till now, that the way Rashi had said, Yeshnam Bal Kolchom, that, well, Shtar is Gerishn is Bal Kolchom. Bia, Yibum is Bal Kolchom. So that's an Alimis in the Maisiki. Kesef, Ha'ov, Moicher, is Bitoi Bal Kolchom. Rashi, we had before that Rashi said, Omevri is also called Bal Kolchom, because the father can sell his daughter Bal Kocho. So this is an alimus in the Maisa Kinyan. We do not need the das of the one who was affected by the Maisa Kinyan. That's a strong Maisa Kinyan. Masha'in came chupe. You need l'chayre the das. The das of the Isha. V'ravhune. So what did Rav Huna say? Now we're going to come to a very, very difficult Gemara. Rav Huna kesef miye be'ishus loy ashkechon bal kocho. So Rav Huna said that's right, all these three are bal kocho, but kesef is bal kocho by mechiris omo. Shtare biye is bal kocho by ishus. So we don't find that Kesef by Ishus is Bal Kocho. So therefore, it's not a Pirche. So the Taisvus Rid on this Gemara has two Moiradike Kashas. He says the Gemara is very, very difficult, and because of these two Kashas, he makes a Hagon in the Gemara, he makes a mistake in the Gemara, and he has a whole new shot in the Gemara. But let us mention the two kashas that the Taisvus Rid asks. Kasha number one, he asks, what is Rav Huna saying? Rav Huna is saying, Omevriya is not Ishus. Fine. That's true. But I'm learning out Chupa from Kesef Shtar Ubiya. Now, all these three kinyonim have a common maila that they're kind of bal kocho. They have this maila. A kesef is kind of bal mavri. It's not kind of baishas. But kinyon kesef has this maila. Eshtar has a maila baishas. Biya has baishas. But they all three have a common maila. So maila. So what kind of pircha is this? What is Rav Huna saying? A kesef be'ishus milay ashkechen bal koch. What is pshat in Rav Huna's time? That is kasha number one. Kasha number two, the Taisus Rid asks. Now, let us get down to what you're saying. Kesef is bal koch. It's not be'ishus. Okay, but kesef is bal koch. Now, what is the bal koch of kesef? That a father is moicher bitay to be an oma bal koch. And that's called Bal Kocho, even though we have the Das Ho'ov, but it's being done, Shaloi Mi Das Abbas. So he says, Chup is also the same thing. A father can be Moise, Bitoi Bal Kocho, Yeza Bitoi Ketano, Anara, can also make Nisuin Bal Kocho. So why, what's wrong with Nisuin? Why isn't Nisuin worse than Omevriya? If Omevriya is called Bal Kocho, so Nisun is also the same thing. A father can be Moise, Bitoi, Bal Kocho, L'Nisun. Two Moiradike Kashis. Now, I'd like to tell over the Olam how we can plan for these two Kashis. To understand the Gemara, according to Agisa. And let us see the Rosh for 1 minute. The Rosh is... The Rosh is on the Magamal Staff Gimel on the base, and the we'll see the Vav of the Korban Nesano. If you see the Vav of the Korban Nesano, let us just go back two lines before this Vav, on the first column. Ve'ika Aval Rav Huna, let's start from over here. The Yalef Chupe Mikesef Shtar Ubiye. The Ikele Mifrach Shekein Yeshnon Bal Kocho. So, am Rav Huna, we can ask a kasha that all these three are Bal Kocho. Af Al Pi She'ein HaPilche Shove Bekulo. The pirche, there's not a common chumre. The miktsoson havi beishus, u miktsoson sheloi beishus. Parchinen shapir, dal mahatzad parchinen koldo. When you're asking a mahatzad, you can ask a pirche koldo. Vabhune sova da fila pirche koldohu leichashiva. It's not even considered a pirche koldohu. Now, the Rosh seems to be saying as follows. When you ask a pirche na ma'atzat, you have to say that all these three things which are melamdim have one common maile which the lomay does not have. So the Rosh tells us, if two are koine bal kocho by ishus, and one is not koine bal kocho by ishus, so it's not a common mila. You cannot add apples and pears. They don't add up. That means this is a chumre that it's koine by ishus bal kocho. This is a chumre, it's koine by omei vriya bal kocho, but they don't have a common chumre. That means, Dastachmir, the Rosh is saying in other words, if we could find, not the Shailas need Ishus over here, if we could find by Biyah and by Shtar, that it would be kind of Bar Kochoch, not by Ishus. So you have all these three Melamdim have one common Chumre, the kind of Bar Kochoch, but not by Ishus. But there's a common Chumre. Over here, It's we're putting two shtiklach together. Omevri is koine bal kocho by mecha. This is koine bal kocho by ishus. But you don't have one common chumre. A bal kocho of ishus and a bal kocho of mecha do not add up to make a common chumre. This is one type of chumre. It's another type of chumre. That is the machloikis, the Rosh says, between the Chalkim and Rav Huna and Rav Huna. The Chalkim and Rav Huna said, well, for a ma'atzad, you don't have to ask a perfect pirche. A pirche koldo is also good. So al koponim, this is considered a pirche koldo, it's it. But they all have this smile. God hears makocha by mech, hears makocha by issues. But it's a pirche koldo, it's that's considered. And Ravuna said that's not even a pirche koldo. You can't hear this if it's not a common chumre, because the bal kocha here is by ishus, and here the bal kocha is not by ishus, so you don't have a common chumre, it's not even considered a pirche koldo. So al koponim, that's something we see from the Rosh, how the Rosh understood the Gemara. Not that the kasha was you need ishus, need a common chumre. And you can't add issues with mecha. It's not common. The chumra that these two have, when you wanna shlug up a ma'atzad, you have to have a common chumra by all three tzadim. You do not have a common chumra by all three tzadim. This is issues, this is mecha. They don't add up. Just like every ma'atzad works like that. The keser is a chumra that it's paid the hegdish and ma'isa shayni. But that's not the reason, because that doesn't have it. Shtar is a chumretz moitzi beisha, but that's not the reason, because kesef doesn't have it. The whole longness of a ma'atzad is don't look at the unique chumretz that each one personally possesses. A ma'atzad proves that that's not the reason for the aloche, because the other one doesn't have this unique chumre. So memeila, unless you find a common chumre, and that is the machloikis, is this called a common chumre, that it's koine bal kocho, even though it's by two different sugim. This is mechel, this is ishus. That's the machloikis between the chilkim and rabun and rabun. Fine. That's on the first kasha of the Tosfos. Then we asked another pertinent kasha. Right? He's saying that omavri is koine bal kocho, because the father can sell her. So chup is also bal kocho.
Tysis is going to ask this kasha pretty soon. Father is meiser bita tenesum in bal koch. There's a meira de keteretz. There's a meir says in the savodim, but nemesim we have this in the rishayim and our gemorim. That's meant to me. The Rashba says it also. A yisaidis de keteretz, and we had already mentioned this on the dalud amid beis. The Semeir says as follows. By Ishus, by Kedushin, by Nisuin, we see there is such a concept that a woman can marry herself off. She's a bogres, she's a nara, she's capable of marrying herself off. That what the father can marry her off, his pshat is, she's also capable, so we say, when she is not capable, so she's a la bas das, so then we say the father is harshliach to marry her off. That means in Yesod, she could marry herself off, when she's old enough. So when she's younger, the Torah made the father harshliach that he should marry her, but he's oimid bin kaimba. That means, really, because she can marry herself off, so, but she's a la bas bas, he's bin kaima. So if he's bin kaima, so it's not called bal kocho, so it's called the one who's marrying off. I'm doing it for her, she's not I'm doing it for her, that's called good. But by Oma Ivriya, there's not, a Naira can never sell herself for Oma Ivriya. She can't sell herself. The whole thing was given over to the father. So there, not pshat is, he's doing it for her. She can't sell herself. The Torah made him a bailim to sell her. So Oma Avriya, he's a bailim. He's selling her bal kocho. That's called bal. That's an alimus. She's screaming chai v'kayim, and she doesn't want, I'm selling you. So that's an alimus of bal kocho. Just like Osman can give a get bal kocho the isha, just like Yavim can be miyavim. We don't need your das. I can sell you. Masha enke by kedushin by chuppah, since she herself is capable when she reaches the right age to marry herself off. So I say that what the father can marry her off before then. He's a shliach of hers. And she didn't appoint him a shliach. The Torah appointed him a shliach. But we consider he's doing it for her. If he's doing it for her, so it's not considered bal kocho. That's how the Semeach and the Tamid HaRashba want to emphasize the second kasha. So chup is not called bal kocho. Kesef Kedushin is not called bal kocho. This is called, this is Midas HaMekadosh, she's doing it for her. But Omevri is called Bal Kocho. Now, let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Af ani ovi chupi shekoy leba'alme, shegoy meres, leyoyersho, ulaforis nedoreo, yiknena mikan, belo yeres, and it should be koyna without eres. So, there's a picha sheken yeshnon bal kocho shekoyne ma'alme. Ma'alme da koyne bal kocho. Biye bome, ishtar begerishen, bekesef bome ivriya. Kesef be ishus mele ashkhan ba'alme bal kocho. By ishus we don't find that kesef could be koyne. Vafulochi koyne kartsi. You see, you don't need this mila of bal kocho, because by ishus kesef is not koine bal kocho. Va'af al kocho, here it's grad koine, even though she doesn't want, to go in of mekabel kedushin labas ktano, that af ani ovi chupe, af ani ovi chupe. Period. Now let us see Taisviz. Zuk Taisviz. Shekein yesh non bal kocho. Now we just have to refresh our memory. Taisvus is going on the previous Gemara. Now, the previous Gemara, we had as follows. The Gemara asked Akasha, why do we need a posik that kesef is koine? Let us learn out kesef from shtar ubiyah. So the Gemara says, you can't learn out kesef from shtar ubiyah. If you wouldn't know that kesef is koine by isha, if you never posik, you can't learn out kesef from shtar ubiyah. Because shtar ubiyah is koine bal koch. So the Gemara says, "Chitayme kesef nami bal kocho, v'mivriyo." But beish is milay ashka. Now here is very good the picha of the Gemara. Here we don't have any problems because here the Gemara is saying, if you wouldn't know kesef by kedushin, so you want to learn out from Shtar Abiyah has a maila that is koina by ishus. That's the koina ba'alma. It is koina by ishus bal kocha. Kesef does not have this maila that's koina ba'alma bal kocha. So you can't learn out kesef from Shtar Abiyah. These are koina, now we don't have the thesis Ritz Kasha. These are koina ba'alma by Ishus Bal Kocha, in Kesef, is not koine, palma by Ishus Bal Kocha. Pesh Bekotris. Ibarim Taisvish. Bie, Bie Bome, Shta, Begerishin. Kesef, Baoma Hibriya. That was the Gemara's Kash, and the Gemara said, no, but by Ishus Layashkar. The Koshel Rabbeinu Tam, אם זה חושב בעל כוחו, מה שאוב מייחר אס ביטוי בעל כוחו, that is considered בעל כוחו, אם כן, מי קומה רב הונה לקמי כסף באישוס מי אלוי אשכחן בעל כוחו, אלוי יהאוב מקדש ביטוי קטנו בכסף בעל כוחו. So why do you say by kesef you don't have bal kocho? And all is mekadish bita ktana bekesef bal kocho. So l'davoyni, I really don't understand Tosfos kasha, because the Gemara by Rav Huna were asking, we have a matzad, koinen ba'alme v'koinen kan. Af ani ovi chupe shekoinen ba'alme v'koinen kan. So we have to find a koine ba'alme bal kocho. The ba'alme is bal kocho. Shtar by get, biye by yevome. So what is Taisvis asking? Aloi ha'ov mekadish bito iktano bekesa bal kocho. That is not the ba'alme. That's the kan. That's the kan. And that I can learn out chupa also from that. Lechere, aba ba'alme we don't find kesef bal kocha. I don't understand exactly klal pshat and Tosfos kasha. But Tosfos asks, if this is considered bal kocha, that one can sell an omei vriye, so this should be considered bal kocha, that one can marry off a daughter. V'ayme rabbeinu tam, kiven da'ov v'mokim bitaykoi, ein zechoshev bal kocha, kiven shumidai tishaloch. So Taisus says it's not considered bal kocho, and Taisus does not differentiate between omevriya and nishos. You look at the one who's making the transaction of kesef kedushin, the transaction of ishos of omevriya. Everything is being done between the father and the koine. And this is done midasa off. The one who's making the transaction, you need his das. That's not called bal kocho. Bal kocho means it's called bal kocho. I mean, megarish her, and she's misgarish bal kocho. Me miyabim her, and she's misyabim bal kocho. On my vriya kedushin, the one who are involved in this transaction, you need the das of both of them. So that's not called bal kocho. Fine. Fim taima. So Taisva says, "In Cain, heichi koma kesef nami isa b'ma vriya bal kocho." So what's chatting the Gemara? Rei ha'ov moicha midatoi. And Taisva was not noches that there's a meich shtik toire, that there's a chilek between the chiras omer. And Taisva says, as long as you have the das of the balakinyan, it's not called bal kocho. יש לאימא, דהכי פורך. כסף איסה באומה בעל כוחו, כגוין שאודם מייעד עשו עבריו בכסף מכנוסו. The Odin makes yield the kesef miknoso. Now, the kesef miknoso, now we'll see something mechudish take pretty soon, but Taisi says the kesef miknoso, which means as follows, the shalom laid in the Gemara, but Taisi is saying that when the Odin gives the money to the father, so this money has a dual purpose, l'chayre. We want this will be kesef meker. This want this will be kesef kedushin. We'll see if we hold that moise rishaynis l'kedushin nitnon teshis l'chayre is going like this and we pass it like this. So it means this kesef is the, if it makes you, it's balkoch. It's balkochay shel ov. Now, let's just go a little further. Bal kocha shel o u bal kocha shel bas. The ho, the oma le kamon asher lo yeodo, she tzorech le yado, we learn out from the posik she tzorech le yado, lo y she tzorech lasa is mir tzoyno, it does not mean that when you make the yield you need horotzen, אלא שצורך לו הידיע שלשם קדושן מיידו. You have to inform her the yid you're making לשם קדושן. But just one second. The Baal Taisvis is saying that when the other makes yid, that means, and the yid is retroactive. There's a Labakevega claw that means when he makes yid, so comes out the kesef that was given was for shame you. So she's an Eishas Ishlam Afreya. So this can be done Bal Kocho Shel Ov, Bal Kocho Shel Bas. It's done Bal Kocho. And that is the Bal Kocho. So Kasha number one is, and this Rabbi Kevege is, why is this called Bal Kocho Shel Ov? That means they gave money. And then the father is aware, it could be this money will be for shifches, could be it'll be for ishes, he's masking, he's taking the money, he reads the contract, the fine print, it says close, it could be for ishes, for those, and he takes the money. Did you read the contract? Did you read the rashis and pashas? Yeah, I read everything. You know what you're getting into? I know everything. It's a deal, he takes the money. Now all of a sudden, this is Bal Kocho, Bal Kocho Shalav. Shem Shemayim. Why is this called Bal Kocho? This Kasher Rabbi Kevege is. But let us just go a step further. Yeah. So that's Bal Kocho. So now, as we know it's Bal Kocho, so that's the Bal Kocho of Omibri. Okay, that's beautiful what you're saying. But now, the Gemara says, by Ishes, I don't find Kesev is koina bal kocho. If the whole bal kocho is the yield, that's Ishes. So what's the Gemara saying? By Ishes layashkach. Mikol makim b'tchila leibo hakesef b'shvil ishus. But the money didn't come from ishus. So, we have to understand what Taisvus is saying. This is a very difficult Taisvus. So, dachsach mir pshat in Taisvus is a minchas chinach that says, amur adike ha'ore. That is true. The kesef kedushin, which through this kesef kedushin we make the yield, is the kesef that was given to the father when they made this transaction. Fine. But there's a very interesting halacha that the Gemara says further. When he gives over the money to the father, like this we know that by kedushin you need to aid them to stand there. When he gives over the money to the father, no one's there. This is done privately. He gives the money with all, we read all the fine print, everything. There's no Eidim, nothing. Later, when he wants to make Yud, he calls over to Eidim, and then he says, Reyat Miedesli, he says this Yud, and he's making, but with the money that I gave 5 months ago, I'm making Yud now. And then after 5 months, they know what kind of a chevreman this person is. The father screaming, no! And she's screaming, no! Sorry! They made Yud, they made Ishus. So it comes out as follows. The Ishus is created through the Yud of the Odin. That means, and then you need to aid them. Then it's a Dover Shebe'elbe. Then you need to aid them. So that means the Chalois, the father knew all the small print. He knew everything that could be, but the Chalois of Ishus was not made yet with his Das. For Ishus, you need to aid them. So the Ishus is made later when he doesn't give any money. We're using the money that was given before, but we're making it now Kesef Shel Ishus. And we're making this Bal Kochai Shel Ov and Bal Kochai Shel Bas. So this is it's not Stamazoi, this was in the small print. That means something is created later. That means, Poshet Rabbi Kivega understood Pshat, I'm giving money, and then the small prince says, what's this money? Well, it depends. If later I want it should be Ishus, it's Ishus money. If later I want it should be Ron Ishus, so it's Shivchen money. The Minchas Chinuch says that it's not love that I want later. Pshat is later, I make it Ishus money. Later, the Chalois Dover Shebelba is made later through the Amira of the Odin Kineged Rotzein Ha'av Kineged Rotzein Ha'av. This is called, so I'm making it Ishus Bal Kocho. Now, but fine, but we find Ishus Bal Kocho. So Taisus says, it's not, since this Ishus came about through the money, and the money was given on a mechadika oifen, so this is not considered, we can make directly a kinyan ishus bal kochoch. This is a byproduct of the kinyan, but it starts off with mecha. It starts off with mecha and ends up with an ishus bal kochoch. But this is not similar to get. Get is a pula in Ishus Bal Kocha, but directly we handle an Ishus. Yibum is a direct action in Ishus. This is a mecha which, from this mecha comes out a koya for the Adam to make Ishus Bal Kocha, but this is not called Kesef Ishus Bal Kocha. This is somehow what Taisvis is saying. The Yesh Miyashrim Perish Akuntis, the Vadai Zekori Bal Kocho Mechire Shel Omo Hivriya. This is called, so the others wanted to be Miyashiv, that Rashi holds Mechire Shel Omo Hivriya is Bal Kocho Mechire of Kedusha Ketan is not called Bal Kocho. Why? Because of this lumbus. The Vav is a koi bar koch a mechir shalom evri. Shechoivu lo. That's called a choiv. Not a good thing for that. She's being sold for an omo. Vim hoisa baz das, loy hoisa misfatsis. If she would have day, this is done when she's a ktane. But if she would have das, this is not a transaction that's litayvoso. It's a choifa who has to be an omo. So that's considered it's done bal kocha. Aval kedusha ktana, if a father marries off a ktana, lav choivu lo, kemoi mechira. This is not considered a choiv like mechira. V'soifo a medesli nose. This is a transition that everyone goes through, which is an ideal transition. Eventually to get married. אם הויסה באסטס, הויסה מסחצס, ולוי חושב על כוחו. So it's a very interesting Taisvis. Taisvis says, the etzem inyan of mechire la'omo is something which theoretically is not litaybo. So therefore it's considered bal kocha. Masha enkein ishus is something which is the l'sheves yitzora, the world was created l'tzorech ishus, now she doesn't have any das. Now let's just put in a small statement in brackets, naniach, that ishus is a good thing, and the omar vri is not such a good thing, but there's l'chaira factor who the companion is. I mean, Taisvis seems to be ignoring this completely. Taisvis is saying Ishus is a good thing and eventually she'll get married, Ishus aimed to get married, so that's what, now she doesn't have das, but you're doing a good thing with her. I mean, shame, you have to see who the husband is. Taisvis is not goyres this at all. So that's my other say, the Gemara says in Yevamis, Tav lemeisev, tan dum lemeisev almala. Taking everything into consideration, such a husband, a grouchy husband, he screams, whatever. It's tav lemeisev, tan dum lemeisev almala. It's better than being alone. So memela, so, therefore, ishus is considered, the etzem ishus is considered a dover toiv for her. So memela, So therefore it's not called Bal Kocho. Asha Enkein Omei Vriya, theoretically, is not called Adava Toiv for her. Let us see the Gemara further. Oma Rove Shtei Tshuvis Bedava. Now Rove considered this this taina of Rafune, and he says they have two kashas. Chode v'shalosh tnan v'dalad loitnan. I have a mishnah isha niknes v'shalosh drachim. So there's a miut, three and not four. According to you, just found a fourth oitan, he can be kaina nisha. V'oit klum chupe goy meres elo al yedei kedushin. V'chi gam rinin chupe shaloy al yedei kedushin me chupe shal yedei kedushin. You're working with a kal b'chayma. V'amadoch chupe v'es goyma abadu givis it's koyne. It's koyne balma. Now you're speaking about a different chupe. You're speaking about a chupe after kesef. A chupe after kesef is a big knacker. That's right. It's goyma. But if this is a chupe, that means you can't say that. That means you'll say that when I stand on the 10-foot ladder, I can touch the ceiling. So that means, if I'm not staying on the ladder, I can also touch the ceiling. Because I mean, you're bringing a guy from chupe after kesef. Chupe after kesef is goyma. That's right, it makes nesu'in, a big deal. But that's after kesef, so you're telling me, so therefore, chuppah without kesef should be koine. I mean, you can't learn out. We're talking about two different chuppahs. We're talking about a chuppah that's a gemar, and a chuppah should be a chuppah without kesef. Chigamrin a chuppah sheloy al yedei kedushin, me chuppah al yedei kedushin. Omalay Abaye. So Abaye said, Hod the kamrit gimel tnan v'dalad loy tnan. Let's go one kash at a time. Tane milse de ksive behedye ktoni. Milse de loy ksive behedye loy ktoni. He's speaking about kinyonim which are beferish in the Torah. He's speaking about these kinyonim. Tan is only speaking about kinyonim, which says beferish in the Torah. Kesef shtarabi says beferish. Here, chuppah doesn't say, but we'll figure it out from a kal v'chomer. Well, he's not talking about such kinyonim. So Memela, so that's why, so he's in, so in the kinyonim, haksuvim, behedye, like, chalipin, it's a kinyon of chalipin, she's telling you that gashtabi and not chalipin. As he's telling you, there's such a kinyon. But chalipin not. Chupa, you can only learn out from a kalva chaymel. So he's not talking about that. But the ka'amrit klum chupa goy meres ala al yedei kedushin afune nami hochi koma o ma kesef she'enoi goy mer acha kesef koine chupa she goy meres acha kesef ene din she tigne. No, the kalva chaymer is as follows. Kesef does not have the potential to be koine after kesef. Chupa has the potential to be koine after kesef. So I'm not talking about chupa after kesef. I'm taking these two kinyonim. Can kesef be koine after kesef? No. Can chupa be koine after kesef? Yes. So you see that chupa is better than kesef. That's why I'm telling you, chupa has this potential that kesef doesn't have. Let us see, שתי תשובות בדובר לא דם את חופה קוינה בלי כסף. בואי את כלום, חופה גמרס, כמה חופה שגמרס, וכיוון שאני גמרס לאחר קידושין, הייך אתה בוא לא יודע אם חופה שלא ידי קידושין, מחופה שלא ידי קידושין. Let's go further to the Gemara. תונה רבונה. Look to Gemara weiter. Tana Rabbana, Keitzad v'kesef, Nosan lo kesef o isho v'kesef, Oma lo, Harei at mekodeshes li, Harei at mureses li, Harei at li le'intu, you should be my wife. Harei ze mekodesh, she's married. That's a beautiful picture of ishos. He gives and he says, Nosan lo v'oma. That's now we're going to say what is zicha no good. Avol hi shenos no. She gave him money. Va'omra hi areini mekodesh eslach, areini meores eslach, areini loch leinto, eino mekodesh. This is nothing. So we have over here two cases. The reisha is nosan hu, va'omra hu. That's beautiful. The seifa is nosna hi, va'omra hi. That's terrible. Nothing happened. Maskif lo rapope. So rapope said, but we have the yukim here from these two beraises that are very stirredic. Let's learn the reisha. Taima de nosan hu v'omahu. The reisha says, when is it good? If you have these two factors. He gave and he said. Ha nosan hu v'omrohi. But it would seem from the reisha, what if he gave and she said, ain't a mekodesh? She's not mekodesh. That's the thing from the reish. You need both factors in order to make issues. Ain't a safe. Now let us look at the safe. Well, he shall not know love. The omro he, that she gave and she said, le have a kedushin. Giving and saying is not good. Time at the nos no he, omro he, so it's not good. Honosan hu v'omrohi, havi kedusha. So memeila, I have stiradik and diyukim, from the reisha it seems it's only good if saida nasine and saida amire is from the baal. But if one of these is through her, if the amire will be through her, it's no good. And the sefer seems to say it's no good if both are from her. But if he'll give and she'll say, it will be good. So the Gemara answers, Reisha Davke, the Deek of the Reisha, that's the true Deek. So really, so we know if Amrohi, it's no good. Nosan Uvami is no good. And that what the Sefer says, that if she gave it, she gave and she said it's no good. Sefer Kiddi Nosfer, that means it was brought, this halacha was brought down without any reason for it. It's partial, it's no good. Because if I've told you that Nosan hu v'omra he is no good, Zavad givis Nosni v'omra zicha no good. So that, it's not really, the Sefer is just telling us a true halacha, but there, theoretically there was no need to bring down the Sefer, because even less than that is no good. That's what the Gemara answers. Frech the Gemara and Shodik, the Tony Sefer, Milse, the Soskolo, Loresha. I'm sorry, you can't tell me such a terror that the Sefer was brought down unnecessarily. We really don't need it. The Sefer is telling me Alocha. We have to learn the Sefer Ella. The Sefer says it is no good when she gives and says. That's what the Sefer says. But I can derive from the Sefer, if he gives and she'll say, it will be good. That's what the Sefer is saying. Let's read between the lines. So why did the Tanna say a Sefer that is contradictory to the Reisha? So the Gemara says, Elohochikam. Nosan hu va'omar hu pshita dahavi kedush. That's zikha kedush. That's the Reish. Now I have a diak. Nosan hu va'omrohi. What is if he gave and she said? Nase kemisha nosnahi va'omrohi v'layavi kedush. So the Sefer is telling us that if you in any way deviate from the Reisha, and there is a small chalik that was done through her, so just like she did the whole thing. So the Sefer is telling us any deviation from the Reisha is kilu, she did the whole thing, which is no good. That's one mahalach. Viboyisayim. Now the moment to say a second mahalach. Nosan hu va'oma hu Mekudeshes. That's the Reish. Nosno hi va'omro hi eina Mekudeshes. That's the same. Nosan hu va'omro hi. What is the din if he gave and she said? Seiki. So both, he says as follows, the Tana only said the halachas that he's 100% clear about. What he knows for sure, that's what he said. So he said the Reisha, and that's all I'm telling you. Nos anu bamru, it's good. Nos ni bamri, it's no good. Anything else, don't ask me. I don't know. I don't know. So that's why, so nos anu bamru hi, I don't know. It's fakey. V'chayshinon midarabonon. Sasofik and v'chayshinon midarabonon. Now, let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Arei at mekudeshes li, oy arei at moreses li. V'tone seife milse de sosre l'reishe bitmiyeh. V'chi amrinen b'chol duch v'kedinos v'adat, that we say all the time, that it was said without any purpose. I can figure it out myself. Midi d'lo yitztach l'misnei, it was not necessary to say this halacha. V'tanyan, he said the halacha b'chdi, it wasn't necessary to say. He said it's tamuzay. Al-v'seifet d'soscho l'reisha, the Tana would never say the Sefer that is Soisa the Reisha. Hochi kama, Sefer, Avoshine, Mima, Sheomarnu, Kigoin, Shenosan, Hu, Vomro, Hi, Nase, Kilo, Nosni, Vomro, Hi, Venema, Kodeshes, the meaning, Kiyika, Hish. That is the first Mahalach in the Gemara. And the second Mahalach is, Nosan u domi l'chiyikachish. V'omro hi domi l'sikachish alish. That she's taking him. She's making the ma'isek. V'chayshinon midarabonon. Shimbo achel v'kitcho. If someone will come and marry her, tzricha get mishnei. She needs to get from both of them. Shema loy hoyu shel horishin kedushin. V'chol l'kedushin sheini. Maybe the first Kedushin was not a Kedushin, so that she's married to the second one. Oy shemo shel rishon Kedushin, the loy shel sheni. So therefore, so it is a sofik, v'chayshini midrabonon for both Kedushin.